Ladies and gentlemen, this is Killer Cross. Please do not notify the police. Your signal has been interrupted. You are now listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Tuck your chin, please, sir. Thank you.
Wow, what a fantastic gift.
I realize the title of your show, Rock and Wrestling Local 420. And I'm going to take that idea and go extreme.
Alrighty then, this is Phil Nershey of the String Cheese Incident coming to you from up in the Windy Mountain. I'm here joining Cosmic Chris on the Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
This is the big ugly J.D. Bishop, and if you're not listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420, you must be stupid!
Hey dear radio buddies, it's me, Max Volume. You are listening to Rock and Wrestling and Local 420 with Cosmic Chris.
Hey, this is Chad of the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling Podcast. When you're done listening to my show, head on over and listen to the Rock and Wrestling Local 420, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Hey, folks, I got a name for you, one of your greatest podcasts and podcasts alive today. They don't call you a great podcast. They call you Rock and Wrestling and Local 420. Beat it if you can.
Oh boy. Oh. Welcome to episode 157 of Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Oh my god, here I am coughing my lungs up every week. Oh my gosh. And I always cough harder when I use the bong, which I did, so. Oh. Alrighty, give me a second while I get some news looked up after I stop my coughing fit. Okay, so let's see. What to talk about. This is my podcast where I come at you every week and talk about gossip, what's in the news as far as wrestling, rock and roll, politics sometimes. Even though I try to keep politics out of it, because like I said, you know, some of my listeners, I don't want to alienate nobody. You know, like I said, I don't particularly like Trump, but I know there are people out there that like Trump that hopefully still like listening to me, even if they, their opinion of me is sometimes I talk out my ass, which is true. So, same thing for my Biden supporters, you know, one thing I will say about politics that I thought was funny is, over the last few weeks, it's not like Saturday Night Live is kissing anyone's ass. It's poking just as much fun as Biden as it always did for Trump. So I think it's fucking hilarious. The past few skits, political skits, are funnier than fuck. The Bill Burr episode was great, especially with the fly on Pence's head and all that. Oh god, that. Just amazing. And this last week, I don't know who this black chick is. I can't even remember her name. The host, I just don't. I haven't bothered to look her up. I could know who she is, but I don't know. I've never heard of the girl. And the show itself wasn't that great. But when it got to talking about, you know, the opening skit, which is always great, and then Weekend Update, oh my god, some of the best shit ever. And I like it because it's not saying, hey, vote for Biden or vote for Trump. Just vote. You know, they're making fun of everybody. So, I mean, I don't know. I just thought Saturday Night Live for the past few weeks. Like, I thought the Chris Rock episode was going to be great because it's Chris Rock. I thought that episode completely sucked. Like, there was really no redeeming qualities about it. Bill Burr, one of the best episodes ever. Hands down, everything. Last week with this black chick, and she was funny. She was talented, don't get me wrong. She totally, you know, what I did see of her skits and stuff, some of it I did find was funny. But, I mean, overall, I didn't really care. But the Weekend Update and the opening scene were just... It's funny because they totally asked Trump about the whole QAnon thing, and it's just so funny watching Alec Baldwin do Trump and then Jim Carrey do Biden, and they're just going back and forth like most people did because they were on at the same time. They didn't want to do each other, and it's just funny because hearing Alec Baldwin doing Trump saying, "No, I don't know anything about the QAnon. Apparently, they're good people that I'm their messiah. They love me." And, you know, and then he says something about, yeah, all the Democrats are satanic pedophiles. And if anyone, you know, hates pedophiles, it's, you know, knows pedophiles, it's me, you know. I was best friends with or something to this effect. Like I said, I'm not verbatim, but best friends with the most famous pedophile. And then he goes, "Rest in power, Jeffrey Epstein." That was like, dude, the fact that he even said cabal, a cabal of satanic pedophiles. I don't know. I just thought that shit was funny, dude, because now if you didn't know who the whole QAnon thing was, you do now. Saturday Night Live took it on head on. They're talking about it on CNN now. It's just so funny because, like I said, there is a lot of the stuff that I believe. But then there are a lot of these fucking people with YouTube podcasts that just point out all this misinformation, and they're turning it into a cult. It really is. It's turning into, now it's not, I don't know, like, I don't know what to say, because, like I said, there's a lot of the shit that I believe, but there's a lot of shit out there that is just not fucking true, and I just think it's funny, because now they're talking about it. So, you know what? Let's actually talk about some rock and roll. How do you like that? You want to hear some rock and roll news? All right, first off, just starting out, Clutch, The Obelisk, Obelisk, box set is to be released this weekend. After many delays due to the ongoing pandemic, Clutch's The Obelisk is finally scheduled to hit stores on Saturday, October 24th, for the third drop of Record Store Day. The box set is comprised of all of Clutch's Weathermaker music vinyl releases. There are 6 double LPs, 3 12-inch LPs, and 3 12-inch picture discs. That's going to be cool. I mean, Clutch, when they came out 20-some-odd years ago, I was really into them. And then all of a sudden, they drastically changed their sound. So, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm not a fan of Clutch anymore. It's just, I don't know. It was just very different music as time progressed. James Kotick opens up about his alcohol addiction, which led to his dismissal from the Scorpions. So, hey, you know, I mean, I don't know. Is he going to write a tell-all book, or is this just a gossip-type kind of interview or something? James Kotick says that he is still very good friends with his former bandmates in the Scorpions 4 years after his exit from the group. In September 2016, the drummer was dismissed from the legendary German rock band during his well-publicized battle with alcoholism and was replaced by former Motorhead member Mickey D. So basically, this is the guy that Mickey D replaced. There's talk going on about Motley Crue possibly being nominated for a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, which is about fucking time. They should have been in there before fucking Guns N' Roses, if you ask me, dude. They're way more important to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than Guns N' Roses ever will be. They started the whole fucking glam metal scene. Yes, Guns N' Roses have deserved to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not knocking that. They fill stadiums. They have every reason to be. But just the first induction, the first year, you know, and here Motley Crue has been waiting for years when they should have been way before Guns N' Roses, or a lot of these bands, actually. So I guess a few people have joined forces. I don't know what for. It's a live performance. Zach De La Roca with Josh Holm perform live with Run the Jewels. That's the band that Killer Mike is in. So I don't know what they'll be doing, but apparently they will be doing a live thing. So let's see what happens there. Also, two of the iconic Eddie Van Halen guitars are to be auctioned off. I don't know nothing about this. I don't know who decided to do it. I mean, this is just 2 weeks after his death, so I don't know. But and we still don't know what's really going to happen with Van Halen or the vault or anything like that. So let's see what else. There's a couple deaths I wanted to actually talk about. Now, this is two people that are kind of positioned in their bands before or right after founding members, but before classic lineup members. Former King Crimson singer bassist Gordon Haskell is dead at 74. Now, as far as I know, I mean, he may have been a singer, but as far as bass, I mean, Greg Lake is the founding bass player, and Tony Levin is the classic lineup bass player, so I don't really know. I just know this guy was in the band. I think he was in the band maybe 1970 or something like that. And there was a... who else? I want to say AC/DC here. Give me a sec. Let me look at this real quick. Yeah, it was former AC/DC bassist Paul Matters. Basically, he was on one album in 1975. He wasn't the founding bass player, but he wasn't the classic lineup because he was only on that one album. So after him was Cliff Williams, who has been in the band for almost as long as I've been alive. So, yeah, and then... one of the Cottonmouth Kings guys dies. I don't know who, because I don't know nothing about the Cottonmouth Kings. I saw them a couple times, but, you know, I couldn't tell you right offhand. But one of the original Cottonmouth Kings guy dies. Let's see what else. Alice in Chains has given a facelift for its 30th birthday. I thought that's funny. Yep, Alice in Chains unveiled deluxe 30th anniversary edition of their debut album, Facelift. And finally, I wanted to mention, okay, last week we had said about the whole David Crosby thing, which, I don't know, like I said, I don't know what to think about this now because... he's put out a statement saying, I see how that was insensitive. I actually forgot that Eddie Van Halen died a couple days ago. Okay, like I said, I could understand if, you know, Eddie Van Halen wasn't his thing or whatever. But it was everywhere. Everyone knows Eddie Van Halen died. It's all over. You know what I mean? And for him to just forget that a couple days ago Eddie Van Halen died, I don't buy that shit. I think that's just stupid. I think he didn't give a fuck, and people flamed him for it, and he's like, oh my god, I better retract my statement, or at least make it sound even stupider, because I'm just like, dude, you know, because I kind of defended him. I mean, like, if he's just saying that, you know, because he wasn't, that's his opinion. Yeah, it was a little insensitive, but to come back and say that, you know, he forgot, I don't buy that in the least. Yeah, he's 79, almost 80 years old, but that sounds like a fucking cop-out as far as I was concerned. So, yeah, this episode's probably going to be pretty short because I'm not going to go into wrestling as much as I normally do. I'm going to talk about a few things that stood out because the whole draft picks and stuff. But outside of that, I'm not going to go into any play-by-play by any means. But what I will be doing is I have lined up a few different interviews. One was actually with my old neighbor who is a famous chef now down in L.A. area. Her name's Nicole Guzman, and look her up, and she's got all these recipes, and she used to have a podcast too, but called Mystic Meals, and she sells spices and all sorts of stuff. I mean, she cooks for like famous people, dude. Like, she's huge Anthony Bourdain fan and all these cooking guys. So yeah, and she always cooked good food even when she was my neighbor. You know, when we were in our early 20s, we totally just, she had her boyfriend and stuff, and I lived next to her with my then girlfriend and stuff, but we had a lot of good times. We've seen a lot of concerts together. We saw Incubus open up for Pantera, who opened up for Black Sabbath in 99. We saw Hole open up for Marilyn Manson with Monster Magnet. We also saw Korn and Rob Zombie, which was fun. So there we partied together and had some fun. So I'm looking to interview her in the next week or so and get her on. Most likely be a phone interview. I've tried talking to a few different people. I made a call to, I guess, George Christie, one of the guy that was on the History Channel miniseries. He was the former leader of the Hells Angels. I don't know how difficult that's going to be. We shared some texts and or emails, I mean, and he's going to refer me to his agent or assistant who handles it. So hopefully, you know, I reached out to Sean Kanan from General Hospital and Karate Kid 3. That would be cool if that happened. And I'm not saying any of these will actually happen, because anytime you're dealing with agents and stuff, it might happen, it might not. But I will be setting up something with Len Denton the Grappler. I will be getting Chad from the Two-Man Power Trip back on this show. And I'll be doing some different stuff. I have been doing a couple YouTube videos, so be able to check that out. So you should be able to now, because they are uploaded lately. It was a couple months I didn't do anything, but, you know. So I figured out the PayPal button for my podcast, so you can actually donate to this podcast. Just go to it, and there'll be a little button that says PayPal, donate, and then help me make this podcast better. Give me the funds to put real money into my podcast, please. All right, we're going to take a quick break, take a quick pause for the cause as I serve it up and slam it down as I do every week for you. See you when we get back.
Hey, this is Kevin Kleinrock from Masked Republic and the Keeping It 100 with Conan podcast, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Make sure you tune in every week.
Hey, it's Pat Kelly of the West Coast Wrestling Connection and the Golf Guys Radio Show, and you're listening to my buddy, Cosmic Chris, Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
Hey, everybody, this is Radical Russ Belleville, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420, Union Proud.
Hey folks, let me tell you about DDP Yoga. At a time in my life, not so long ago, I was suffering from Hep C as well as diabetes and well over 300 pounds. And a friend of mine sent me a YouTube video of this man, Arthur Borman. He was a paratrooper that had been told he would never walk again without the use of crutches. He gave DDP Yoga a try and is now one of DDP's leading success stories. As well as helping such people as Scott Hall, Chris Jericho, Gabriel Iglesias, Corey Taylor, Jake the Snake Roberts, Stevie Richards, and countless others. Diamond Dallas Page originally developed DDP Yoga for athletes such as himself who had suffered years of injury due to high-impact sports. When he ruptured his L4 and L5 spinal discs during the height of his professional wrestling career, he was so desperate to keep his childhood dream alive that he was willing to try anything. So he tried yoga for the first time. I know firsthand the benefits that DDP Yoga has to offer. Because Dallas had experience in many forms of fitness, he quickly learned how different yoga was from other traditional workouts. Soon he started mixing elements of yoga with his rehab as well as traditional workout principles. For almost a decade, he has refined his program and has become a master at teaching it to others. DDP has saved my life. I encourage you to buy the discs as I have. Go to ddpyoga.com or you can download the DDP Yoga Now app. You can do it anywhere you want. He has cooking segments, live daily workout segments. I encourage you to check it out. Start living a healthier life. And hey, this ain't your mama's yoga.
This is Hotshot Danny Duggan. You're listening to Rock and Wrestling, Local 420.
Hey, and we are back. So, as far as wrestling within the last week, there wasn't a lot I paid attention to because I've been recording on Monday nights lately, so I see half of Raw, I take a break, and I talk about last week and then this week, and with all the shuffling that's going on, I mean, Alexa Bliss and The Fiend are both on Raw now, and a lot of other people are on SmackDown, so until I figure out what's going on storyline-wise, I'm not going to do, like, play-by-play stuff. There was some good stuff that I've noticed. Alexa Bliss actually made her debut on the Firefly Funhouse, which was cool. Tonight, for instance, I noticed Retribution came out and surrounded Bray Wyatt and her, and then all of a sudden it went dark like it normally does, and then they're gone. And Mustafa Lee is now the head of Retribution. It was weird because when we were sitting here, we thought that they were going to, like, bow down to him and stuff and be, like, some cool fucking faction. But that's not what happened. They were going to attack him. And then out of nowhere, they disappeared. And then the Hurt Business showed up. And so they're now on Raw. So with all the shakeups that are going on, I don't really know storyline really what is really going on. I know Otis stayed on SmackDown while Tucker was moved to Raw, as well as Mandy and, oh God, who was it? It was Mandy and got another blonde. It wasn't Liv Morgan because she's with the Riot Squad. It wasn't Lana because... Oh, speaking of that, Lana and Natalia, that doesn't look promising. And every single week, Lana's been going through a table. So, God, who was it? It was Dana Brooke, I think, right? Yeah, Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose are a tag team, and they look like they're on it. So, that could be promising, depending on what's going on. Let's see... Morrison and Miz, you know, they've been looking cool. I mean, nothing too special, but they're also, what else is going on? Drew McIntyre, I guess, is doing this thing with Randy Orton, who's still kind of calling him out, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm confused. I did watch some of NXT, and it was pure shit, as far as I was concerned. And what's funny is I noticed, because I hadn't been recording it, is they've always been in the Performance Center, even though the other one is in whatever arena they're in, the Thunderdome. NXT's still been at the Performance Center, but the way they got their audience is like a wall of audience. It's not like bleachers kind of looking thing like the arena had. So it looked cool still, but you could still tell it was in the Performance Center. And the only thing that interested me whatsoever was Drake Maverick and this big hairy guy. And I guess they're going to be a team or something. And these guys, I can't remember who it was, came out and tried to attack Drake Maverick. And then the other guy comes out and protects him and says, "I'm the only one that gets to hit you." So that was what it was. I know Jeff Hardy, I believe, is going to Raw as well. So I'm not really sure what's going on. AEW didn't impress me at all. The only thing that impressed me was, of course, like it does every week, Jericho. Sammy Guevara did this weird promo. Matt and Rebby and the boys and everyone came out. So they're talking, Matt Hardy and the Hardy Clan with Tony Schiavone. And I think it was Tony Schiavone. Don't quote me on that one. And then all of a sudden up on a screen you see somebody that you can't tell who is burning all these pictures of Matt Hardy. Turns out it's Sammy Guevara. So they're trying to push Sammy Guevara as being a top-tier guy. He just looks too young at this point, right? It's hard to take him seriously as a top-tier guy. I do believe that he does have potential. Don't get me wrong. I definitely see talent in the guy. But I know there's some sort of tournament. Wardlow's supposed to be taking on somebody. And MJF has been pretty much kind of mocking the whole joining the inner circle kind of thing. So I don't know. But that's literally the only thing that I see. Lance Archer, the Jake the Snake guy. There was a match between him and somebody. I can't really remember who, but that was... Oh, pardon me, I'm gaudy. Oh, how unprofessional. Sorry. Yeah, pardon me. But, he was taking on somebody. And then I know Dr. Britt Baker is taking on somebody too, but nobody that... I mean, and the women's matches at AEW just suck. They don't compare to Impact or WWE in any way. And like I said, since I haven't been seeing Impact, I haven't been able to pay attention to it. Like I told you last week, I did talk to Caleb Conley on the phone for a little bit, and he was at work doing, he works for High Spots. So I don't know what he does for High Spots, but I know he's someone high up in the company. So, but now he is apparently on contract with Impact. So hopefully I can get him on the show with more than just, or just getting him on the show. So I don't know if he's contracted, if I have to go through Impact or not. So I don't know. Really, I mean, there was some stuff I enjoyed, yes, but for the most part, you know, I mean, it was just another week of wrestling. There were things that I enjoyed and things that I listened to while I was cooking dinner, so, I mean, it is what it is. And I'm sure wrestling's going to get better. I mean, because the thing is most of the people that are my age watch it out of habit because I've been watching it my whole life and I enjoy wrestling. It just sucks because it's not like it was 20 years ago where your average person was putting two TV sets next to each other and stuff. So, and all these young fucking snowflakes that fucking are like, oh God, wrestling's so much better now than it was then. Fuck you, dude. Dude, when the ratings were 5.9 and 6.4 and 7 and all these fucking shit was going on, people putting TVs next to each other, that was when wrestling was the best in the late 90s. Never will be that way again. I hope it will get bigger than it is now, but it will never be what it once was. You know what's funny is if you want to check out something, I just talked to Danny Duggan the other day, Rock and Wrestling Local 420 alum, and he was just on Talk Is Jericho talking about his 30 shows in 30 days tour with Chris Jericho, the CWE, and up in Canada. And they had some great stories between all of them. He was with his buddy AJ. I don't know him real well because I don't know if AJ comes down here or not, but of course, I know Danny Duggan from West Coast Wrestling Connection in Portland, as well as Paragon Pro Wrestling out of Vegas. And he just became a good friend of mine, as did Caleb Conley when we were all at the Bob White Theater in 2014. So we had a lot of backstage memories and fun. And, yeah, so you should check him out on Talk Is Jericho. Let's take one more pause for the cause, and I'll come back with my shout-outs. See you in a minute.
So this is Greg Golden from the Greg Golden Band, Bizarre Guitar, in Reno, Nevada. And you're listening to Rock and Wrestling, Local 420. Those guys rock.
Man, what the fuck? I'm so sick of this shit. What the fuck? Come on, huh? God damn it.
Good evening, sir. Where are you headed tonight?
Up in Mom's ass.
Okay, license and registration, please.
Come on, you seriously have registration for this bitch? I just stole this motherfucker like 45 minutes ago.
You have any idea why I pulled you over?
I'll tell you why, because you're a lonely fucking nerd in a cop suit driving around going, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Is there anything you want to tell me before I run your license, sir?
Yeah, it's a fake license. You got some powdered sugar in that mustache of yours. And lastly,
fuck off, bitch! Okay, stay put.
Fuck you.
Well, as I imagine, everything is all fucked up. You've got several warrants, and as you said, this vehicle is stolen. You're obviously drunk.
Oh, wow! Extra dose for you, dick breath.
Just be careful next time and wear your seatbelt. Oh, and, it sounds like you got somebody in the trunk, kicking and screaming and whatnot.
Don't worry about that, fuckhole. That's my business. You gonna eat a bowl of poop, bitch. I'm out this piece. Fuck off!
Crazy kids.
Hey everyone, this is Joe V, formerly of Pro Wrestling Uncut and the West Coast Wrestling Connection. You're listening to Rock and Wrestling with my man, Cosmic Chris.
This is the Bridge Burner, Greg Romero, and you're listening to Cosmic Chris and the Rock and Wrestling Local 420 podcast. Check it out.
Hey folks, it is the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me this week. I know it was kind of short, but hey, not every episode can be, you know, I'm not doing 3-hour episodes anymore. I mean, the longest one really is 90 minutes over the last few weeks. They're averaging between 45 and 90 minutes, so I can't complain. And this is probably going to be another 45-minute episode, so, you know, as far as rock and roll and wrestling, you know, I mean, the biggest thing was Eddie Van Halen, you know what I mean? It's just, and almost everything on every news, on Blabbermouth, Loudwire, anything, is going to be about Eddie Van Halen. Yes, there are some other things that came up, but, and as far as wrestling, you know, hey, it is what it is. And there will be other times that it will be just fucking phenomenal, because, like I said, there were some great things that I definitely thought were great about wrestling this week, but it wasn't consistently awesome. But, you know, hey, got to admit, I know as far as the Buddy Murphy thing and Rey Mysterio, I definitely enjoy where I think that's going to, because Buddy Murphy came out at one point and was like kind of taking on Seth, kind of trying to, and he held out his hand to the Mysterios, and they walked away, so I don't know. So there are some things. So, hey, might as well give those shout-outs out. So one thing I want to mention is check out Jeff Aiken's show out of Portland. It's the Star Trek, or Starfleet, oh God, I'm brain farting here, Starfleet Leadership Academy, where he breaks down episodes of Star Trek, all sorts of, every different, the shows, the movies, everything. And it's really good. And he's also running for Oregon City Commissioner in Oregon City. So if you're in the Portland area, vote for Jeff Aiken. If you're in the Portland area and you're into wrestling, you know who the hell Jeff Aiken is. He was the voice to West Coast Wrestling Connection for years. And I think he still does that once in a while when they do the house shows. But, you know, check out his show, Starfleet Leadership Academy, and vote for him if you're an Oregon City voter. Like I said, Oregon City Commissioner. So he's one of the most awesome dudes, good friend. And let's see, John and Chad from the Two-Man Power Trip of Wrestling on the Realm Network. check out their show. It's the Triple Threat podcast with Shane Douglas, the franchise. So, yeah, be sure to check that out. Yeah, dude, on Vince Russo's Realm Network on the brand. It's only less than $1 a week. I'm a brand member. All the great shows that you get at least 10 podcasts a week from this one fucking show. So, all different. It's not all Vince Russo either, man. It's great. I definitely enjoy. I've always enjoyed being a brand member because I didn't want to be in the beginning. I listened to Vince Russo on the podcast one. Until What's-His-Butt got fucking Vince Russo kicked off of. And the only way I could still listen to Vince Russo was by joining the brand. And I'm glad I did. Because I can see video if I want. I usually listen to podcasts in the car. But if I want to watch all his podcasts, every single one is video and audio. So that's cool. So yeah, be sure to check that out. Also check out Chad's show, Declassified, where he breaks down Raw, kind of like Jeff Akins breaks down the Star Trek episodes. That's always good. Let's see, what else? Also, before I forget, this weekend is going to be the live stream that you can buy tickets for, and there's going to be all sorts of local bands from the Reno, Tahoe area in trying to help save Jub Jubs, our pretty much most awesome venue we have here in Reno, Nevada. There's going to be all sorts of people on it. They're going to be auctioning stuff off and all sorts of stuff. There's going to be a link to it. There's a GoFundMe page. If you want to look up Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor on GoFundMe, you can donate that way. But be sure to check it out. It's an emergency Marianarchy live stream. So Nick Ramirez, who has been doing this for the past 15 years, also his podcast with Rory Dowd, I think that's his name. I've only met the guy a couple times. But they have a podcast here in Reno called The Worst Little Podcast, and it's 10 years old. Kevin Smith just did a video about it. I thought that was fucking cool. But yeah, check out The Worst Little Podcast. Tune in to Emergency Marianarchy, Keep Jubs Alive. And that goes for every place across the world right now. And I mean every place, even if it's a different country. Small venues are losing themselves right now because of this pandemic. It's saveourstages.com. I know Miley Cyrus just did a 3-day show at the Whiskey A Go-Go. And so a lot of these people are doing a lot of stuff. Until we can get our world back and go into normal concerts, this is how we have to do it. And if we need your help, these places need your help. And if you can help, please help them. So one more shout out to Marianarchy this weekend, the 23rd and the 24th. Like I said, they'll be doing giveaways and auction offs and stuff like that. The artists are actually making things to be auctioned off. And all sorts of stuff, signing things. I know Mike Reed has made a sculpture of guitars that he's signing by all the members of Infecto Skeletons. So that'll be pretty cool. And hey, if you want to find us on Facebook, go to facebook.com/rockandwrestlinglocal420. Email us, rockandwrestlinglocal420@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. If you got music submissions, that's how I've met. There's a lot of people that have submitted music to me. Carolyn Bassard, Cosmic Freeway, of course, because I own all the rights for that one. But Split Persona, and, you know, a good way to check out new music is submitting music to me and letting me play it to where I have the permissions so I can go ahead and still monetize my podcast. Which, speaking of monetizing, like I said before, you can check out my page. There's a PayPal donate button there now. There's also my Cash App, which is money symbol hippie pimp, HIPPIPIMP. If you want to help it out and make my podcast better so I can get some better equipment, I would really appreciate it. I'm going to be bringing you some more interviews. Catch us on Stitcher, Spotify, etc., etc., Apple Podcast, or what have you. The Google thing is changing somehow, so I don't know for sure on that. But, yeah, anywhere you can find podcasts. And let's see, anything else that I'm missing? I've talked about Marianarchy. I've talked about the donate button. And, hey, one thing I wanted to also mention, why not? The guy that stabbed our dog Dino still has not been caught. If you want to look him up on Facebook, Philip Green Farmer, Gregory Farmer, and just let people know how much of a douchebag this guy is, we're still looking to catch him. We know who the guy is. We just need your help in bringing this asshole to justice, man. So, once again, I will see you guys next week. And, hey, have a good week, guys. Ciao.